So we were talking about the update. So if you don't know, I don't weigh myself for this whole thing because I'm like, honestly, I'm, you know, y'all see me. It wasn't like I needed to be like, ooh, I lost 6 pounds.
Right.
Like,
right,
you know, because it's like it was a lot to get moving. So I was just like, I would just wait until I go to the doctor because they got like a real scale and, you know, I'll just make that my thing. And I go to the doctor like every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
yesterday was that day.
Yesterday was day. And you know what it is? You guys bet last time, and I think you lost by like, what, a pound.
It was a pound. It was
like an over under of like 113, I think.
A loss,
and
nonetheless.
You picked under, you picked over.
I'm a snack.
And it was 112 that I lost. Now I am at 140 as far as total loss.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Good job. Yeah.
So that's that's like you. Right?
Nah, a little less than me. Okay, still
you was on my back though.
Right? Yeah. Wow, that's great.
So,
oh,
still got a road to go, but 140.
That's awesome. How's it feel?
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I ain't take off my watch either, so I probably can get like
right.
It ain't a pound watch, but still.
Well, that's what you got. You got to take off your shoes.
I ain't take the shoes off. I ain't take the watch off.
Okay. All
you
right.
Know, so.
Well, whatever weight you lost is now on me. So,
it was, oh, shit.
So 28 pounds since the last time?
Is
that right?
Yeah.
That's bro, time. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So that's it comes off slower as you get down to this
it's
point.
It's harder, yeah.
What did the doctor say?
The doctor was like, man, he's like, so what are you doing? And I was like, I'm doing the keto thing. And he's like, what else? And I was like, nothing. And he's like, wow, good job. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, you know, that's. Look at what meds you were on before. Let's move this out. So I got rid of some things or whatever.
That's awesome.
You got rid of prescriptions?
Too? Yeah.
Good.
Bro. Oh, that's great. Right. That's
he
awesome.
He took me off some stuff. Now, the other part is this is where, because it does get weirder because as you start to work out, it's going to, like, you get heavier because they say muscle is, because I haven't done anything.
Yeah. But,
I haven't done any working out. I just started to ride my bike, like, in the last couple of weeks. And do that because I like that where it's not like you're in a gym and you're out in the open air and whatever. So I've been doing that, but not doing it heavy. So now I'm trying to do it at least like twice a week. But I did reach out to my man Dro, so I'm going to start doing the weight training on Tuesday.
Oh, that's okay. Good. Now, where are you going to do
Tuesday
that?
Coming up?
Yeah, private gym. He's got a private
okay,
gym.
Good. All right, awesome.
So I don't have to go like to somewhere where it's Jeremy.
Good mm-hmm. for you, bro. Mm-hmm.
So
is it by your
you're
house?
You're going to be sore on Wednesday.
Yeah, so Wednesday going to be a bit.
No, it's the second day where you're the sore. Huh? The second day is you're the sore.
What, Thursday going to be hit?
Yeah.
It's over here. He's over here.
Okay, good. That way, if you have some time, I like when it's close to work just because of our schedules. Like, you'll have a meeting here.
I've never
here,
had a workout place close to home because I'm like, home, I'm home. Like, if I'm here, I could spend an hour and go do something.
Right.
Or like an hour and a half because you got a shower.
Yeah.
So I do that. But this is honestly, and this is crazy because the last time I lost weight was 06 and I was working. That's when I wasn't on any diet. Well, kind of like a nutritional thing because hey, Pedro was my trainer then.
I saw you in the paper.
And they did a newspaper thing on it. And I was like 412, like 418 when
back
I started
then.
With him. And then I got down to like 260.
Damn.
And I was just on like cardio and weights and stuff like that. So this time I did it dietary with that E-Right thing. And it's been able to, like, you know, doing the keto thing. And I've been able to get that off. But now for the first time since a while, I've finally, because now I'm under 300. Like, I'm 297 now.
That's great.
So, in essence, I can get back to where I was in 06 with another 30 pounds.
Right. Yeah,
35, 36 pounds.
Is there an end goal weight for you?
No.
Or a roundabout that you want?
Nope.
A size?
The weight thing, honestly, the weight thing, I only get into it now because I do these updates for y'all, and y'all are like, yo,
yeah, it's a big
that's
deal.
Another a little person you just lost. You know, so I'm like that, but like I'm not chasing a goal.
I think this go around, it seems like it's a lot more sustainable because last time it was like this blitz of exercise and nutrition.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Whereas this time it's been a slower journey, but you're changing like lifestyle. You're doing different lifestyle choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, you've been super strict with the keto and things like that. So let's say hypothetically, that you go and work out for a few months and then life catches up with you and you're not able to as much, you'll still keep the good habits that you've formed with yeah. the eating and everything like that.
Well, I mean, that was the thing too, because like I didn't want to be like, you know, working out and doing all that stuff and adding to the day, because I got so much stuff that I do in a day.
Right.
It's like, so if I could just fix it dietary and then pick a day or two a week that I could go and do something like, to just be able to help it out. You know?
Yeah, and biking on the weekends, if you have time, adding a little bit of exercise here or there, I mean, that really will burn some extra calories and you'll end up
losing
way more weight.
You're going to feel better too, man. Mm-hmm. Just all overall, that little like rush, the little high that you get like after working out, all those endorphins or whatever, it's going to end up being something that you like crave.
Now, there's a problem though. Because
was it when I made fun of your pants falling off the other day? Because you got mad at me.
I didn't get mad, but like it hurt my feelings.
I said, don't take it wrong.
It hurt my
feelings.
Meredith clowned me about some pants I had on. Oh, she said something. It was slick.
Well, you were in front of me, walking in front of me, and you had these khaki pants on. And I said, hey, how old are those pants? Because they're falling off of you. And you pulled them up. And I was like, don't take this the wrong way, but they just don't fit you anymore. You were like, I just bought those.
So I'm like, yo, I just bought these pants. And right. They were snug when I bought them.
But I said, don't take this the wrong. But they
I didn't take
too
it the wrong way. But I'm just saying, like, yo, look. So, all right. So I wore them because I wore them again today and put on the belt.
Right. Oh, well, that'll be a huge difference.
I put on a belt. Yeah. You know, because the last time I wore them, I didn't have to wear a belt. And then you saw me, and I was like, well, maybe I do need a belt.
Well,
so
your clothes are just changing.
Yeah, and the thing is, I have a mountain of clothes at home now that I've tried to try on to pull off one more wear, and then I look like I'm wearing my daddy's outfit when I'm a kid, so yeah. I throw it on a pile, and the pile has gotten so big, now I don't know what to do with it.
All the clothes?
Yeah.
You got like, nice stuff, too.
I mean, but it's just stuff that I'm like, I thought I'd be able to pull off another one or have somebody stitch it in or something, but mm-hmm. it's like too much now. So,
right.
So I don't necessarily know what to do, because I thought I was going to be able to like do... With COVID, I don't know what I can do because I was going to be able to do like some sort of yard sale or something like some fat guy yard sale.
I can take care of those for you, the clothes. I got a guy.
You got a guy?
Wait, a guy for what?
I got a guy for your clothes because you got nice clothes. It's not just like regular smegular clothes. Like,
oh, it's a lot of regular smegular in there.
There's some nice stuff in there. I've seen what you wear.
We'll take a break. I want to know about this guy.
Okay.
Because if this is a way, but this could be the people can have it.
People, as in people that buy it.
Oh, I'm selling it.
You could.
Okay, stop.
Hold on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.